Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. We are so excited to be here today and to move our show over to Transformation Talk Radio Network. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to being able to reach as many people as we can today. If we are, our show is about getting to the heart of what matters in your life, and we are so user-friendly. I've been a therapist for, I want to say a gazillion years, a long, long time. So we're very user-friendly. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. You can also go to Transformation Talk Radio and ask a question by clicking on the instant feedback box. There is no question that is off limits or subject that's off limits. We are totally here just to explore with you and support you in the heart of what matters in your life. So yay, here we go. I have a good friend who's been my sidekick in the shows that we've done before. Her name is Mary Beth Derry. She is an Emmy-winning lyricist. And she's also an all-around, really great, really fabulous woman. So, hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Hi, Sandy. I have been your sidekick for many years. And let me just say that for everyone listening, you've helped me through every crisis I think I've ever had in the last 20 years of my life. And even on the day-to-day stuff. And so I'm just happy that you're on the airwaves and can reach out to everybody out there. I think it's awesome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for writing Sidekick with me today. I also want to make sure that our viewers know that we have a special gift for the first caller who calls in. There's a free book. It's my book, A Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's an award-winning book, and it has I'll sign it for you. It'll be my privilege to do that, and we'll get it out to you. It's also a really good read. So give us a call, 800-930-2819. Mary Beth, there's a thing that came to my attention a few weeks ago when I was doing the Dr. Pat interview. She, by the way, is outrageously fabulous. But she mentioned to me that she had heard a colleague not too long ago connect the law of attraction with the Sandy Hook tragedy. So
wow.
I was like taken aback.
How does that work?
From my end, that didn't work too well. Right. So I wanted to just use a few minutes of our show today to talk about things like that, because it isn't that our thoughts don't matter, because they do, and our attitudes matter extraordinarily. But this idea that if something's going wrong, or if there's a tragedy, or I titled this part of our little chat today, how could things be so wrong when I'm thinking so right? Did you know?
Right.
There is a there is a fine print in the law of attraction, and it's understanding that all of life has a greater picture. So the idea that when tragedy comes, it is always connected to what am I thinking wrong is not only illogical, it's inaccurate. If there's a truth that's a universal principle, it has to apply across the board. There aren't exceptions. So I think in terms of a baby who is terminally ill, what did that baby think wrong? I think in terms of people who are in the midst of things that are really out of their control, what did they do wrong? I think in terms of myself, having been exposed to and had to survive, the level of trauma that I had to survive as a child, in which through the abuse of my parents, I almost died more than once. It was so cruel. It was so difficult. And it ended up so fine when I started to be able to heal from those traumas. But to think that it's because I, as a little one, was thinking something wrong to have these things happen, that isn't true. And then I see people sometimes putting it into this bigger karma thing, like it's a negative karma. But well, what if... Go ahead, hon.
Well, no, you know, Cindy, I think that people do that, and maybe it's kind of our own impulse to try to control the randomness of life or to believe that we can or something. But I know a couple years ago, and my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and we, you know, he'd never been ill, and all of a sudden this diagnosis, and I remember thinking and just pondering, you know, after the initial shock of what did we do wrong? How could we have lived so blindly, in a sense? Like, how could we have not foreseen this kind of thing lurking? Or, you know, he didn't do all the things like smoke, drink, all the, he didn't never excessively harmed his body
he
or anything like that.
He wasn't the bad boy.
Right, you know, and I think that we do, and I've seen friends, I mean, I think it's that thing of as we grow older, you know, trying to always feel that, you know, there's like such a guilt thing involved with everything. But
well,
again, how that,
I think
you know,
that
plays
guilt
in...
Thing, yeah, I think that guilt thing is based on the assumption that if I'm doing it right, it'll never go wrong.
And nothing bad will happen to me.
Exactly. But that's a little contradictory to how life really works on this planet Earth.
Right. Hello.
Exactly.
Which life proves to us eventually.
My thought is that there really is a greater picture here, and that greater picture expands beyond the specific circumstance, but that inside of each one of us is a full-grown soul that actually does know what it's doing, and that we create that partnership with that forever part of us as human beings. And that if it's like on another plane, my picture is that we storyboarded a lot of this lifetime. Nobody comes into this world and asks to be tortured or beaten or raped or die. That's not how it works, but that we are willing to engage a body. What if we are willing to engage a body as a spiritual being and triumph or master fear and master doubt and master circumstance and unfold into that greater truth of who we really are? That reality isn't based on the specific data. It's based on our point of view about the data. So when bad things happen, whether it's your husband getting sick, or whether it's me going through extreme trauma, or actually me getting cancer in my 60s also. So whatever that is, it is not about what am I doing wrong. We can choose to say, show me the wisdom. What is the possibility here, and then to hold on to that intention in spite of all the personality that wants to go into doubt and fear. That's the place of surrender.
So what do you think, Sandy, about those trainings that say, like, if you take the law of attraction and that, you know, you just have to stand master over your thoughts all the time, and you have to reach for the next best, highest thought. You have to be vigilant. I mean, what credence do you give all that?
I give it a lot of credence if we keep it in context. So do we have to stay aware of our thoughts? Yes. Will we actually create a new connection, a new literal neurological connection that supports us in rewriting a program that's connected to our system, our nervous system with practice? Yeah, we will. So I think that... making sure that we're not going into war or to victim in our head, to go inside and to have compassion for, yeah, I'm drawn there, but that's a story. And I get to choose whether or not that story is my truth. And that there's a greater point of view. If I'll just keep reaching for what's a greater point of view than fear, than doubt, than he done me wrong or she done me
right,
wrong.
Right.
You know, that it's, and when we try to suppress the initial feeling, I don't think it's very effective. I think if we allow that initial thought, and that's not the issue. It's what we do with that thought that's going to create a new experience of what's real. So the data isn't what controls our reality. Our point of view about the data, like you said a few minutes ago, is what makes the difference. It's why and how we can heal from simple, you know, less intense things, and how we can heal from really, really, really intense things. It's to hold the light of the possibility of all that we are and all that we can unfold, and then to stay steadfast to that thought through practice, practice, practice. That's what I think on that subject. And I know that's a big spance to cover in just a couple minutes, but we're going to get a chance to talk about it more specifically and break that down. The number here is 800-930-2819. So please give us a call. You can also send a question, lock in a question if you go to Transformation Talk Radio on their instant feedback box. So, yay. What do you think, MB?
I think that's great. I have some questions when we come back.
You're going to be all set, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I know we have a break coming up in just a minute, but until we get played out with the music, this is our first show, so we're working out whatever the technology is. And
well, Sandy, one thing, and if we get a break, we'll just stop and continue it. But, you know, when we're talking about, like, keeping those diligent thoughts and what you're saying, like, always reach for the higher point of view, I mean, isn't the sort of conventional training, if something happens, you're always asking, what am I supposed to learn here? Now, in some cases, it's obvious. Like, for example, when my husband got sick, it was obvious that I learned a lot of things and put my life in a lot, shifted my priorities a lot. But there are just times I notice that, you know, when I ask, what am I supposed to learn here, there's this, you know, really resistant part of me that comes up and says, you know, nothing. This is just, you know, bad.
That's perfect. Let's pick that up, and we'll be right back. Thanks for...
All right, I'll hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of Blueprint Numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so glad that you've joined us. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. First caller today gets a free book. It's a good book. It's my book. So give us a call. I love pink in that perfect, that fear that we all have to be perfect. I think that's where, Mary Beth, the misuse of the law of attraction, of the understanding of the law of attraction comes from, that it's about, has something to do with that tragedy only happens, challenges only happen if I'm thinking wrong. And to be able to say, I as an observer, if I am fortunate enough not to be the one in the tragedy, like re-referencing something so heinous as Sandy Hook and all the children who were just, and adults who were slaughtered there. If instead of me going into getting caught up in an opinion of right or wrong, I can hold the light. If the people who are in it are having to deal with very concrete, very day-to-day difficult challenges, but if I'm observing it, I look to see what one thing can I do, whether I'm inside the challenge or observing the challenge. I have to be able to look at that and be able to say, can I remember light? Can I remember that somehow, some way, on some plane, there is a greater good here? There is a truth here greater than the circumstance. And again, because I had to live that, because that was part of my life, because the things that happened to me were not casual. They were intense. My parents, when I was 10, literally tried to murder me. And I knew that they were going to do that at 10 years old. And it was like living on death row, the kind of terror and horror. And then the actual experience of coming within an inch of losing my life in that moment. Those are big things to overcome. Those are big things to forgive. But there is a part of us so much greater, so much stronger, so much clearer than the circumstance. If I'm in a place that is terrifying me, like you when your husband had cancer, then what I want is to be surrounded by people who are encircling me with love and with remembering a truth greater than my fear, my doubt, my pain. And that's what we can do for ourselves, but it's also what we can do for each other at any time, in any place. And I think that's how we serve that greater good. I think that's how we create a collective of possibility. And I think we change the world one person at a time, and it always begins with us.
You know, Sandy, and when you reference that in my personal life and with my husband's situation, you know, it was the support at the time. It was all that I had, is that somebody like you and as a matter of fact, you and friends who would reflect back to me that all is well, that you know, things are moving as they should, and that, you know, there are times like you described when you can't do it for yourself, and especially you and these, and then when you compare these children, I mean, you can't always do that as a young kid, but, you know, I guess that's a lesson. That's what we must do. I mean, and for people that we love.
Right, that we hold that higher watch, and we know that there is something, if anybody, I don't care who it is, can go through circumstances and find a way out and find a way into peace and find a way into forgiveness and find a way into healing, then we know that there actually is within us a power for good greater than any circumstance and greater than any trauma. That doesn't mean that the person who is going through that circumstance or trauma should suddenly just say, okay, I'm going to hold that thought and not feel pain. That is not how it works. It means that we can surround those in pain with love, and ultimately for ourselves we will understand that we are greater than the pain, and through that the pain starts to heal.
Can people in pain, Sandy, reach that state of grace? I mean when you're in that amount of pain, can you access it? Does it maybe come to you even easier then, or is it harder? I mean, how do you on a day-to-day basis remember that?
I think you have to, I know for me, what I chose, I consciously chose that in spite of the fact that my life had been so traumatic and torturous, when I was around in my very early 30s, I consciously chose that there's a divine order, that I would look into the night sky, and I understood gravity and all of those et ceteras, but also that these planets were crashing into each other. And I would look at, I was a city kid, so I would look at dandelions that would grow through cracks in cement, you know? And mm-hmm. So I thought there is a place of life, there is a push for life that's inherent within all of us, and that there is a structure like the night sky in which order stays. There is a divine order in spite of all of the chaos that we might be going through. And I decided to hold on to that idea that there was a point of view, an order greater than the chaos that I had lived through in my life, and that one day the disorder, the chaos, the pain that I had gone through would make sense. And what I really thought, Mary Beth, at the time, was I never thought I would understand it while I was living. I thought that I would, you know, when I left this body,
right,
I would be wherever it is we go when we leave this body. And one day, whatever it is that God is would come along and say, oh, by the way, Sandy, there's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. And that's when I'd get it. So I was so surprised that once I chose this idea of there is a greater perspective, the fact that I can't find it, the fact that it doesn't immediately make me feel better, doesn't change the bottom line. I made the agreement with myself that having made the choice of there is a greater point of view in which all of this fits and makes sense, that when I made that decision, I also made the decision to never question it again, to never put it on the table for reevaluation. And what I knew is if I would do that, I didn't know that I would be right. I thought we could leave this body. I can find out I'm totally wrong. But what I did believe absolutely was if I hold to this idea that there is a purposeful good, there is a place of love and support and truth greater than doubt, greater than fear, greater than circumstance, that if I would hold to that, that would be the thing that could guide me into a much happier life. And you know, that turned out to be true. I have a great, you know, my husband, he's like amazing. He's phenomenal.
Right.
And after all these years, there's still a passionate love between us. I adore my kids and my grandkids and friends and the people I'm privileged to work with. How did that come out of a little girl who lived such a harsh life? Well, It's because there was a blessing greater than her circumstance. There was a force for life greater than her doubt, her fear, and her being a part of pain.
Your life has been so extraordinary, Sandy, and that is what, I mean, your life holds out hope to everybody because of what you went through as a child and what your life has become. And when you tell me that as a child you looked at the night sky and saw the order of the stars and the planets, I mean, maybe it was a child's way of finding hope. And it sort of represented a type of hope. And whatever it was, I don't know. But, I mean, your life is extraordinary today. And it's just you know, we all hope for people going through tragedies, because I've gone through tragedies in my life. Most
right.
people have. That they find that.
And then to, you know? And the way we get there, using the law of attraction, which we're going to talk about right after we come back, but using the law of attraction not to judge and not to limit and not to get caught up in opinion of right or wrong, but using that idea that there is a good greater than my doubt, the more that I get into that, this concept that there really is this good greater than my doubt, the more I can start to shift the circumstances that I'm dealing with, the points of view, and create a new reality. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're wanting to get down to the heart of what matters in your life. 800-930-2819. I'm here with my good friend, Mary Beth Derry, and we're talking about some different nuances and ins and outs of the law of attraction right now. But you can call on any subject that you choose. 800-930-2819. So, Mary Beth, we have this idea about not connecting tragedy to what are you thinking, because anything that's a, to my
right.
point of view, is that that's a universal truth, doesn't have exceptions. And unless we're thinking a three-month-old is thinking something bad, we got to just expand our horizon about these truths.
Right.
So we can, we were talking about how we can use, if we can't think of anything overt to do, we can at least use our minds in support of a greater potential, in support of
right.
love, in support of healing, and trusting that the spirit that everybody, that is within every single person who has been traumatized will come through, and that the individual will be able to ultimately, with time and with love and with guidance, be able to find that truth. So
that's
we can
a beautiful
always
thought,
do
Sandy.
That.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the hope. That's a beautiful, uplifting thought, that there is something greater in a person that does survive and comes forward and thrives and loves, and as your life has been an example of that.
Well, it's been an interesting ride, but it got really good, you know, so I have no complaints.
As you say, not that you would have chosen to learn the way you did, but...
Exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it again, you know, but as long as it was part of my journey, that I was so blessed to be guided into a place that's not just, you know, surface, oh, everything is beautiful, but that's really in depth, a connection with joy, that, and a connection with grace, and the ability to love and be loved. Wow, what a journey! What a humbling privilege. That's how I experience it, and that's the gift I've been given.
Well, it's wonderful.
So that's a good thing, right? Right. And I think that I think one of the things that happens is when people start, including me, when something doesn't happen right away, then we start, there's a difference between denial and delay, you know? So,
right.
So that sometimes when there's a delay in what we're wanting to manifest or experience, that it doesn't mean that our prayer isn't being answered. That delay is perhaps just because there are other factors coming together. Maybe there's a little piece of wisdom we need, and so the friction of delay will give us that wisdom that actually positions us better to experience something that, you know, the fullness of what it is we're desiring, that place where it moves us into an awareness that if what I want is a relationship, if what I want is more financial freedom, that those things do not identify me. I am not what I do. I am Sandy, do you know? But what I do is just what I do. A relationship is wonderful and it's a great gift, but it doesn't define who I am. It's just a place I get to experience. Do you see?
But do you think, Sandy.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was saying, but do you think that like when you talk about people that want more abundance or relationship, and that goes back to what, you know, the subject of today's show, like, do you think that the thoughts you're thinking can either can delay it, or the thoughts you're thinking can make it appear externally in your life sooner, or is it really the truth that we don't have control over that timing, but we're there to just learn as we go and experience the lesson in that?
I think what's the most important thing is to be able to, when something comes up, when a thought of doubt, or it's not working, or I feel alone, or I feel terrible. Let's just talk about, we have Valentine's Day coming up next week. We'll just put it in context of relationship, that place that's not, if it feels like it's not happening, the fact that the thought comes up and we're questioning, or we're feeling rejected, or we're feeling
right.
we're not pretty enough, not sexy enough, not skinny enough, not fat enough, whatever. Do you know if what that we say, okay, that's a thought. What's my truth? I don't know how to have come into healing without being able to take that question, what's my truth, to a point of view greater than the circumstance. To me, that point of view is that I am one with a goodness that has no opposite. I am one with a spiritual reality, and the core of that reality is the core of life, and the core of life is love. I'm one with it, and it's one with me. So I have to take rejection out of the picture. So when we say if there's a delay, maybe it isn't so much about that there's what am I doing wrong, but that the little log in the path was just my way of being able to see that I don't want to use a relationship to validate or invalidate me.
Right.
I was given the wisdom of take rejection out of the picture. I practice with myself, go deeper to see where I still have that hook, and then remove that so that I can say, I just want it because I want it, and then stay open to the unfoldment and not get too invested in the timeline. It takes what it takes, but we bring that concept of the dream fulfilled into the now as an is, not as a maybe it's coming. It's as an is, and that's where we keep the discipline. Discipline here just means the ability to be in charge of the focus of the mind. I remember when I was consciously creating my husband, putting the key in the door, going home at night, knowing nobody was on the other side, and consciously thinking the isness of whoever this partner is, he's already here, and feeling that in my now. It made a difference, but it wouldn't have made a sufficient difference, I mean, if I hadn't already processed through the idea that having someone in my life is going to validate me, or he's going to take care of me.
And that's the key, right, Sandy?
Exactly.
Is just what you said.
So we take care of that stuff, and then we move the ball forward.
Right. That's, I mean, from my understanding, from my own personal journey, I think that is the key, that first you have to not have what those things are validate your life and validate your existence, so to speak.
But here's the place that I want to make about the law of attraction. The fact that you have that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. What if it means you came to master that kind of doubt while we're in a complex organism called a human body with a really complicated circuitry? And to rewire that circuitry is using that idea that there's something greater than this doubt, greater than this fear, and I can carry that forward with me. That when the idea that I had an attachment to, oh, this is going to validate me, or that I was going all codependent again, you know, all someone
right.
else is going to save me again, that isn't because I'm thinking something wrong, but because I'm having the guts to keep letting it come up until I am able to dissolve it for the greater truth. That greater truth is, this is my language, that greater truth is God and I are one. I am bringing myself all the way home to me, and from that place I can express out not from where I've been, but where I am. And that
right.
makes a difference. So that's my passion on that thought and how we can make that happen.
So you're saying basically you don't judge yourself along the way for the circumstances that you find yourself in or for what you're thinking. You try to just keep reestablishing the greater truth.
That connection that is really what you're holding to, and not to pretend that this is comfortable or this is easy. It's not easy. Not mm-hmm. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't. So the people who say, oh, you can just think refrigerator and manifest a refrigerator, yeah, sometimes you can, but when there are deeper echoes about doubt and fear, then we have to really hold on to that point of view that says there's something greater here than my doubt or fear. What's the origin in this lifetime of that doubt or fear? Go back to that, reframe it, and then practice the new truth and come back to your intention for today, because mm-hmm. that's what it's about. If I want to have a reality, a different reality, a different outcome, if I want tomorrow to be different than yesterday, I have to be able to help myself, guide myself into responding to a given set of circumstances in a new way today. The future changes not tomorrow, the future changes today.
Wow. Well, that's the challenge for everybody, is to just have to hold and do that and to try to learn it that way. But I think that's a great way to explain it.
Good, good, because it's what works. It'll work every time. And it is about not measuring. And one of the things we don't realize is that the part of the brain that holds these complexities or stories from the past, it's holographic. And that means that it contains, or it operates like a hologram. It contains the whole or the entirety of the story in every piece. So if we put ourselves on the hamster wheel of doubt, that affects our neurology and opens up this entire file on the brain. Says it's always cross-referencing. It says, do I have any information about not being enough? And if you were ignored as a child or worse, then I promise you, you got a big file in there, and it's going to bring up the whole thing. So then we will be using our current circumstance to invalidate us based on a place that really doesn't have anything to do with today, but got wired into our nervous system when we were a kid. So if we can be able to say, hey, that's only a feeling doesn't necessarily hold truth. The biology of every feeling is that it takes a certain amount of chemistry in order to do that. We have a caller, Jack. We'll be with you right after the break. We're on a break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org. If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I love that. Good life, good life. This is Sandy Brewer. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Welcome. We have a caller, Jack. Jack, how are you today?
I'm good, Sandy. How are you?
I'm great. You have a question?
Well, I do. When we talk about things that happened to you over a course of time, I've had a couple of rough years with business and personal issues and so on and so forth. And it's so hard not to judge yourself. And the direction I'm going, I every time I get over a hurdle, I get something finished that I think is going to make my life better or move forward at a faster pace. It seems like there's always something else that comes up. And,
right.
And it's so hard to see the end, or I should say the beginning, actually, of a new phase.
Mm-hmm. I think, and I really, oh, I'm sorry, Jack, go ahead.
Go ahead. That's okay, go ahead.
You're done?
Yeah,
I think
done.
I have the gist of what you're saying, and this idea that when you face, first of all, let's begin at the beginning of your comment, that when you face all of these challenges, of whatever, if they're failures or hardships, and that you feel like you should have known better, done better, that what's required there absolutely is a thing called forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't mean, whether we're forgiving ourselves or each other, it doesn't mean, you know, especially we'll talk about self-forgiveness, it doesn't mean you're a dirty, rotten so-and-so and I forgive you anyway, because that's not actually forgiveness. That's just rewording your frustration with yourself or the other person. Forgiveness means making room to include your journey. It doesn't, you don't have to agree with yourself. Forgiveness has nothing to do with agreement. Forgiveness means making room to include the traveler. And you are the traveler, I am the traveler. And to hold this idea that to be so tenacious, as you clearly appear to have been, because you keep taking the next hit from your experience and then the next hit, and you have to hold to, not that this is the next hit, but that I see the finish line. It doesn't matter whether you look into your external world yet and can see the finish line. It matters whether you go inside and you see it so visually, internally. I see the finish line. I see me crossing it. I see me never saying die. I see me never quitting up. It's like I'm a marathon runner. I have all these people on the sidelines. I see them handing me water and anything I need to keep my stamina going because I will not quit. I have seen the end. I do not know how it unfolds. I know that it is. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do understand. But you know, the difficulties. I guess it would be the difficulties of the time. You look at that. You look at the fact that you see a finish line. And you try to manifest that, and then you, like I say, you get over one hurdle, and then another hurdle comes. Sometimes it's extremely hard to continue that journey. I know I have to, and I have a lot of fight and a lot of will, and I will continue, but it just seems so hard to always have to. It's almost like you repeat things. I mean, not that I repeat the same thing, but such as I had a failed marriage, and it took me a while to get over that. Then mm-hmm. I had a failed business, which they were both long term. I was married for 22 years. My marriage failed. I had a business for 27 years, and when the economic downturn came, that failed. And then the residual of the business closing has been most of my issues in the last 2 years. You know, they just, once I get over a hurdle. So sometimes it's hard not to judge yourself and say, "Geez, I just want to give up and move on to something a lot simpler." But I know that's not my makeup. And I try hard to visualize that finish line. And I try hard to visualize people giving me water. And I try hard to know that my direction is one that will be a peaceful place when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so hard to not achieve that in what I would say would be a,
right.
I would think would be a timely manner.
Well, I think it takes great courage and great tenacity, and it's important to remember that while we hold the vision internally of this is already a done deal, if I can dream it in the mind of God, it's already a done deal, but we hold that dream internally, and then we also have to really pragmatically deal with where we are, so we have to begin with where we are. So with what you're saying, the thought of, oh my gosh, it's taking so long, and then the fear comes up, this is never going to happen, you're just kind of whistling Dixie, nothing good is going to come out here, or the place where you just want to throw your hands up in the air and go hide under the blankets, then what we need to do is look that in the eye, to be able to turn toward, this is how I feel, instead of resisting it. Because again, you know, I don't know if you've been able to hear the show so far today, but we've been talking about the law of attraction. A lot of people who, with the law of attraction, think you're not supposed to think the negative thought. Well, if you don't acknowledge the negative thought, all you're going to do is suppress it and give it more energy. So negative, quote unquote, thought is, I can't do that. This, some form of I give up or I can't do this. Put that on the table. Say, okay, this is exactly how I'm feeling right now. And then give yourself total permission to make a choice about how you're feeling. This is how I'm feeling right now. And so, yeah, I could quit. I want to quit, then just go ahead and quit. Or I could just stumble along blindly and not hold an intention. Or I can take a breath, try to get a good night's sleep, and get up in the morning and get right back up on that horse again, because I will not give. Nothing is going to stand between me and my good. It's just right now I need to suck my thumb for half an hour. Do you understand?
You know what? I do. You helped me one spot that I didn't realize. I mean, because I'm aware of and know of the law of attraction, of course, but you do always have those negative thoughts.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, when they come into, and I didn't realize you should probably look at them that hard. I mean,
well, you have to put them out. Otherwise, you're energizing them, honey, because resistance creates an energy force. So you put them on the table, and you go with, it's not the thought that's the issue. It's what I do with the thought that's going to create the next piece of my reality.
Okay. That's great for me, because I you know how hard you can fight, hard you can resist a bad feeling or
yeah.
a bad thought.
And Mary Beth, you know that, right?
Well, I just think it's great what Jack is saying, because, you know, we all went, and I was in I live in California in the 90s and when 80s, you know, when everybody, the worst thing you could be thought of as negative. If you had a negative thought, God forbid, because everybody had to go around chirping all these positive things, because no one could admit that, gee, a lot of my thoughts really are negative right now. You know, I don't have confidence. I don't know if my business is going to work. I don't know if I'm going to get the part. Whatever it is. And I think that was like a big stumbling block for a lot of people.
It is.
Like what Jack said, he resisted, you know, denied that you even have the negativity and just keep going on this weird thing. And it's not authentic to you because emotionally you're not feeling that.
Exactly. So that's our thought for the day. Don't be afraid of the negative thought.
Okay.
Just don't let it, you know, the fact that you have it doesn't control your reality. What we do with it is going to control our reality.
You just guide a lot of people, Sandy.
Thanks. Jack, thank you so much for calling. You added a lot to our program today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. And Mary Beth, this has been great. This has been our inauguration show on Transformation Talk Radio. I've loved it and loved doing it with you.
Me too. It's always great to learn and talk to you, Sandy. And I just think it's, you know, just an ongoing process, but you're doing so much to help so many people.
Thank you, my dear.
You have walked the walk.
And so I want to thank Chris for everything. Tune in next week. Look us up on my website, pursuitofsandybrewer.com. Have a great, great week. Next week, Valentine's Day, we're going to have a good show. Take good care. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.